Today we'll be doing Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Im be'emtza tefila so nisorer lo ta'ava ya'amid atzmo ad she'igmor ve'lo yafsik." If one realizes that they need to use the bathroom in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, they have to stop and they wait until they finish, and they can't stop davening. V'im b'shas kriyishma uvircho se'ah nisorer. However, if it's in the middle of Shema, bein l'ktanim bein l'gdolim, korei kedarko, whether it's for urination or defecation, he can continue reading Shema normally. The Rama says, v'davka she'eno misavek kol kach, de'iz bein mishum bal tishaktsu. Ava belavach yoser tov lahafsik. The Rama writes, this is only assuming that your urge to go to the bathroom is not so great that if you were to hold it in, it would be a violation of bal tishaktsu. However, if your urge to go to the bathroom is so overwhelming, then it's better to stop Shema Shmoneh Esrei and go to the bathroom. And then the Rama quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashba in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Pasak de Mutter, Tshuvas HaDesh in Siman Tezayin, Pasak de Aser, Vitzarech Lechalikach. So there's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Tshuvas HaDesh about this issue. Vim Ratza Laharichi Kula Hatil Mayim Osa. If a person wants to distance himself and urinate if he feels the urge to do so, then he would be allowed to do so. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkatan Ches says, Be'emtza Rotza Lomar, Shekodem Atfila Badak Atzmo, Oshalo Hayot Tzarech Lim Kaval Klal. Before davening, he checked himself or he didn't need to use the bathroom whatsoever. So even if he feels the urge to defecate in the middle of davening, he would not be permitted to stop in the middle. It's clear, it's obvious that once he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, he must go to the bathroom immediately. He cannot continue to hold it in and wait around for Kedusha, for example. B'shas Kriya Shema, wrote Salomar, after the Kriya Shema, uvir choseha, hu yachol leilich mimakom zeh lo makom acher li panos shem o lahatol mayim, uchamo shem misayim b'sof asif. Even though during Shema or Birchos Kriya Shema, he's able to go from one place to the other to defecate or to urinate. Afilu Hachim, who wrote that, who yachol likros kedarko ve'ein sarech lahafsik kevan demikodem badak esatzmo. However, if he wants to continue davening, he can do so since he checked himself before davening and he was clean. He's therefore allowed to continue Shmoneh Esrei. Va'ayim bever halacha deve'arnu de'ein mutter rakat Shmoneh Esrei avol Shmoneh Esrei dehu in yanacher osir lo limor kevan dehu tzarech l'nkalav. The Ber Halacha writes that a person who now feels the urge to go to the bathroom can say everything up until Shmoneh Esrei, but Shmoneh Esrei itself he cannot recite because he needs to use the bathroom. Therefore, if a person feels the urge to use the bathroom, should stop before Emes V'yatziv, or ideally between paragraphs of Birchos Kriya Shema, and then use the bathroom, and then you can come back and daven and say. And then you could juxtapose Gaal Yisrael to Shmoneh Esrei and be somech Geula Letzila. V'cheinim nisorer lo ta'ava kodem shehizchal habirchos Kriya Shema. A person feels the urge to use the bathroom before beginning Birchos Kriya Shema. Nira de'asur lo le'mor shuv habirchos Kriya Shema kodem sheyevdok es atzmo. He would not be permitted to recite Birchos Kriya Shema before checking himself. V'im king l'fi mashem mevur le'el b'sof simen nundalit de'baruchu shayech le'birchos Kriya Shema v'achar baruchu nechshav ke'emtza perek shel yotzer or. Based on that which we said earlier, that Baruch Hu is connected to Birchos Kriya Shema, and then after Baruch Hu, that's considered to be in the middle of a paragraph. Im nisorer lo ta'ava b'sof psukei dezimra, asur lo lemor Baruch Hu dehu en yinacher. Im lo sheyachol ha'amid atzmo ad parsa yesh lismoch l'hakel v'chanal b'siv katan zayin. Once you're getting towards the end of psukei dezimra, if you feel the urge to go to the bathroom, you would not be permitted to recite Baruch Hu unless you feel that you could hold it in for 72 minutes. She'eno misaveh rotzolomar, she'eno nidchak l'hotzoas ha'nikavim, ela b'hisorus ba'alma. You're not forcing, you're not pushing yourself to use the bathroom, but you feel an urge. Even though you can hold it in until you finish, however, it is preferable to stop davening or stop saying Shema to go and use the bathroom, so this way it is not a violation of Bal Tashaktu. So everyone agrees that if if it's betzibur that you would not stop davening because it's a lack of kavod abrios. Va'afilu biyachid yesh lesmuch gamkin aharashba de lo yafsik v'chein kasa b'chayi adam to aser lahafsik. And even if you're davening biyachidus, you can rely on the Rashba, and the Chayi Adam says explicitly that you would not be allowed to stop once you've already started. V'derech ha'chayim kasav diim yesh bo mishum baal teshaktu yachol lahafsik, that if by holding it in it's going to lead to a violation of baal teshaktu, then you can stop. V'yal kopanim gam l'diday in olav chiyuv lahafsik kevan sheyachol la'atzor atzmah atshtig mor hatzila, but it is not obligatory to do so since you can hold it in until the end of davening. V'im iav shelo lamod atshtig mor shon esrei, if you can't hold it in until the end of davening, mutter lo latzis v'lipanos v'emtzarak shelo yasik v'dibor, you could stop in the middle of davening, go to the bathroom as long as you don't speak. And implication is you don't even have to start Shmona Esrei over if you had to leave in the middle to go to the bathroom. Since at the outset you did not need to use the bathroom. That's provided that the amount of time that you were in the bathroom was not long enough that you could have theoretically finished the entire Shmona Esrei. The Imratza Akriyas Shema Dele'el Minei Koi Desolui Beritzono De'ilu Besfila In Rashay Lozuz Mimekomo Ad Sheyigmor. Shema, at least you can move around, whereas Shmona Esrei you are not permitted to move around until you finish davening. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up a Siv Gimel tomorrow.